Track 2.2.
Daredevil Great-Great-Granny. 101-year-old woman soars into record books with birthday paraglide. It was confirmed today that great-great-grandmother Mary Ellen Hardison has officially broken the record for the oldest female to do a tandem paraglide. The daring old lady from the USA stole the title from a 100-year-old Cypriot woman who had previously broken the record in 2007. Mrs. Hardison flew with an instructor on the 1st of September last year, while four generations of her family watched and cheered. The flight went smoothly and even included a few tricks, much to the delight of the fearless pensioner. But what made her decide to try paragliding? Her 75-year-old son had taken it up, and as she said, "I didn't want him to do something I couldn't do." Mrs. Hardison was already known for being pretty fearless. She celebrated her 90th birthday by going on all the adult roller coasters at Disneyland. Knowing that many other people had been paragliding without any problems, she felt very confident about her own flight. "If it's safe for them, then it's safe for me," she said. Motivated by her daredevil stunt, other family members and friends have already signed up for their own paragliding adventure. While still overwhelmed and thrilled by her record, she hopes someone else will manage to break it. "My desire is for the elderly to keep on going. Do things as long as you are physically able," she says. "Be positive. Friends don't like a grumpy person."
Gary Connery. Stuntman completes 2,400-foot skydive without a parachute. A British stuntman, Gary Connery, has become the first man to jump from an aircraft at 2,400 feet, over 730 metres, and land safely without using a parachute. Having leapt from a helicopter in a death-defying stunt, the 42-year-old daredevil landed in an area containing 18,600 cardboard boxes. This afternoon, the father of two, with over 880 skydives under his belt, as well as 450 base jumps and dozens of film and television roles to boot, became the first person to survive a jump from such a height without using a parachute. He did his first parachute jump at the age of 23 and has since become a professional stuntman. He has leapt from the top of Tower Bridge, the London Eye, and Nelson's Column in London, and from the Eiffel Tower in Paris, all without a parachute. In his latest stunt, Mr. Connery dropped for 3 seconds before reaching speeds of more than 130 kilometres per hour in a specially developed wingsuit that slowed his descent. Had he not been wearing the suit, he would never have survived the jump. Landing safely on the cardboard boxes, he was cheered by thousands of people who had come to watch the stunt, among whom stood his wife, Vivian. Mr. Connery, whose films include Batman Begins and Indiana Jones, and who, dressed as the Queen, parachuted into the Olympic Stadium for the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics in London, said it had been an amazing feeling. "I feel absolutely wonderful. I am overwhelmed," he told reporters afterwards. Before the jump, Gary insisted he would survive, as performing stunts was his life, but he did admit to being a bit scared. Mrs. Connery, 45, added, "I'm just so relieved it is all over."